Welcome to episode one of Tracks Cultures. I am your host, Mike Piccinato. This is a legacy episode from our former podcast, Unterwegs, the En Route podcast, first recorded with Stephen and Jenny Jones on May 31st, 2021. We're re-releasing the old episodes here to be sure people can find the whole series in one place. Enjoy the podcast. I am Mike Piccinato, and in this series, we are talking with Stephen and Jenny Jones, founders and staff with Exigent Communication, as they prepare to move with their family to Berlin, Germany, and join the staff of Envision Berlin. The springboard for our conversations is Stephen's book, Transitions Across Cultures, and his Cross-Cultural Transition Handbook, which can be tailored to fit the needs of cross-cultural ministry organizations. In the next couple of episodes, we will be talking about the importance of beginning with the endings.
Hi, Stephen and Jenny.
Hello.
Hi.
Thanks so much for taking time to do this recording in the middle of a crazy week for you guys as you're in the middle of a big transition.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Today, we really wanted to talk about the idea of beginning at the endings, kind of that process of cultural transition that we all have to go through when we transition cultures. And Stephen, you wrote about this and you used an illustration from William Bridges. Do you want to explain that a little bit?
So Bridges has this model for transition where he talks about how we tend to think about transitioning, where we really focus on what's coming, what's new. And actually, just yesterday, as I was thinking about recording today, I was like, oh man, it would have been nice if we had recorded 2 weeks ago, because then we could have sounded all excited about everything that we're getting ready for. And, you know, right now, actually, we're kind of facing into the chaos and the busyness of ending. Yeah. So basically, his model, you start with the endings rather than starting with the new beginnings. And then you go into this time, it's called the neutral zone or the transition zone in between, which is often very uncomfortable. And then eventually new beginnings emerge. And it's not that things aren't beginning. Obviously, they are at the beginning of a transition. There are new things, like we've been hired into a new role. But the important new beginnings are not actually even available to us now. We don't know what they will be yet. Yeah. But he talks about this kind of in this way of, if you, and this is a paraphrase, but he gives this idea of, if you're crossing a street, often we think about trying to rush through crossing a street because you don't want to just hang out in the middle of the street because it's dangerous and it's uncomfortable. And so you want to get across as quickly as you can. And as if you think about transitions that way, you end up missing so much of what's good in a transition and trying to kind of force new beginnings instead of acknowledging the endings. And that actually can really cause some long-term difficulties for navigating the transition well.
For me right now, I feel like I really just want to jump to August. Like, that's all I want to do. Like, in the midst of the hard stuff, I don't want to do it. It's like you get tired of having to make all the decisions, you get tired of having to feel all the emotions, and you're just like, okay, let's just jump. I don't want to think anymore. I don't want to feel anymore. Let's just start that new thing. Like, that is just so relevant right now. And yet you feel this little tug in the back of your brain of, oh, wait, but I care. I do care about the people that are around me. I do care about retaining memories of this location, of being present as a family, and even navigating with our kids through their very present mindset. Like, they are very much living still day to day in the present. That's changed a little bit within the past couple of weeks, but yeah, like, it feels like, let's do the easy thing and fast forward and forget all of this that's right now.
I think that's a really natural feeling, though. When we came to Berlin almost 9 years ago, I remember those feelings, especially in the middle of packing up the house and all of the lasts, thinking, wouldn't it be great if I could just fast forward 3 months and be where I will be instead of having to go through all of this mess that we're going through.
Mm-hmm. And of course, part of the lie there is that the transition would somehow be over at that point, and it isn't, right? Like getting there is really, you experience a whole new series of endings, and sometimes those can be really unexpected. I guess the endings of leaving here, many of them, like we can see, like we walked outside of our house today and somebody had put the big post for the sign, for the for sale sign. The sign isn't there yet, but the post is there. We didn't know it was going to be there. And so like suddenly it's like, oh, the house isn't quite as much ours as it was a week ago or even yesterday. So, but those kind of endings you can kind of imagine ahead of time more, but there are endings that are going to be caused by crossing culture that we can't even anticipate. There's some that, you know, people have coached us into and we can understand those, but then there are others that just until where they're living it, you know, yeah, we won't even be able to imagine what they are.
A few minutes ago, you talked about it being dangerous if people don't end well. In what ways is it dangerous?
Well, I feel like, yeah, there are so many relationships that I value that I want to continue. So I feel like even that emotional part of how many times have I felt in the past week that I really want a bubble around my house that's not just the kind of bubble that's a soap bubble, but the kind that's like impenetrable. And really, I can only go out, but no one can come in, because I feel like there have been more people that I'm not as comfortable with that have come into my bubble that I'm like, please don't. I don't have the capacity to manage another relationship. I really am just trying to make sure my family is okay. But then there are those people that I really do care about that I want to continue on. So like, I feel like there's a danger of isolation for me.
I think there are two different sides of the danger that crossed my mind. One is the missed opportunities. So we've been for months trying to figure out, okay, when are we going to tell our barista that we're moving? Because it's honestly one of the top highlights of the town that we live in for us is that every Thursday, most weeks, we walk across the little pedestrian bridge, across the river, you know, and then we're there at the coffee shop and we're there on days where our favorite barista is there and we have some little conversation with him. And so for months we've been anticipating this. And then this last week we're like, okay, it's this week. We're going to tell him. And like, we didn't want to stand up from the table to go talk to him on our way out. Because like, I mean,
I started tearing up, like, right. Like even thinking about it, I'm like, I can't do it. Like I literally was going to lose it.
And we ended up not doing it. We got into some other conversation about food, I think.
Yeah. Breakfast pizza. Because it was great. It was amazing.
But, you know, if we don't ever actually stop and tell him we're leaving and say goodbye, then there's a missed opportunity there relationally. Like, and you can't ever go back to before you left, right? Like, there's one chance to say those goodbyes before you go. And I'm sure we'll miss some and not realize it until later, or maybe never realize it, you know. And so I think there's that side of it. The other side is where you experience an ending that you don't realize you're experiencing, you don't stop to acknowledge it, and it actually like wounds you in a way, but you don't realize that that wound is there. And so you don't do anything to take care of it. And that's where, if we want to borrow from other, you know, other issues, it's like where something gets infected, you have to take care of it, or it can actually cause major problems, either because sometimes the body will wall itself off from an infection, right? Like, I think sometimes we end up doing that with those hurt areas in our life, and we don't even realize that there's unhealth there. Or other times it'll spread and will, you know, manifest a symptom that has to do, it has to do with something else. But the core is actually that we haven't resolved some loss that we experienced in moving.
We found often, and also when we transitioned back to the U.S. on home assignment years, is different people respond to news when they hear it in different ways. For example, one friend of ours found out that we were moving and never wanted to engage in the process of saying goodbye. Always had things come up on the calendar. Mm-hmm. That meant she didn't want to engage in that process of the ending, and that did cause pain in this case for us. But I think there is a danger when people don't want to engage in those processes of seeing things come to an end. Mm-hmm. There'll be little things that will trigger that for you guys as well. When the for sale sign actually goes up in the front of the house, there'll be opportunities gained and lost, mm-hmm. because some people will want to talk to you about it, mm-hmm. and other people will disengage because they don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, it was interesting. We had a work crew at our house from church on Saturday, and one of the neighbors that we hadn't had a chance to talk to noticed and came over and started talking with one of the ladies who was here, and then ended up talking with Jenny, you know. But I guess you had run into.
I interacted.
The work mm-hmm. crew being near was part of what, you know, created the opportunity for that goodbye. And there was an invitation for coffee, which, since it's Minnesota, I don't know if that's actually an invitation for coffee or just, you know, well, I hope it goes well for you.
But I think even part of that aspect could be that now that there's a definite ending, mm-hmm. certain things become more important than if it's just like, well, it'll happen sometime, or maybe it'll never happen, but it won't damage the relationship. But I think part of it, when there's a definite ending, all of a sudden certain people are like, oh, let's do something now, let's make this happen now, in amongst all of the
all of the stuff, you get safer because you're leaving, right? Mm. So I can actually get to know you now because I don't have to risk knowing you long term. I don't know. I think it's important to pay attention to the endings that are really not particularly obvious. And so some of these that I know that we'll experience later, I just don't know how they'll feel, are things like not knowing how to go shopping, right? Or not knowing how to do banking, or not knowing how to get around town, or like, there's all of those kinds of things that are so visible that the invisible side of it can be easy to overlook. So like right now, I feel like a competent adult because I can go to the post office and get done what I need to, or I can go to the grocery store and find what I need to, and I know how to pay for things, and I know how to bag groceries or to let somebody else bag them, you know, like all that kind of stuff. And so one of the things that gets that there's an ending of, at least for a while, is not just knowing how to do those things, but the feeling, the identity piece that goes with it, the piece of going into the coffee shop and having the barista recognize us. Like, Jenny doesn't
literally
have to...
haven't ordered a drink in probably 2 years. From I walk there. In and the drink is usually ready because he sees us coming up
and he knows
the
what
street.
You're gonna get.
Yeah, unless they're out of caramel, and then he's like, I'm sorry, what do you want this week? What about? And he'll make some amazing suggestion, and I'm like, that's it, do that.
But yeah, that sense of being known is one of those things that it's hard to anticipate when you'll feel it, but I know that to some extent that ending is coming, and it'll probably hit in ways where I don't even realize that that's what's bothering me.
And coming to Germany, you'll feel it in different ways, because when you go to a different country where all of a sudden you're the minority skin color, or you're taller than everybody else around, or all of a sudden you stand out, there's certain expectations that people have that you don't know what's going on. But when you show up and you look a lot like everybody else around you, the general expectation of you is that you're a competent, reasonable, rational person that knows how it works, mm-hmm. and you won't. And so you just, even the grace that you might expect from other people is a little bit different in that kind of mm-hmm. situation. In the book, you use the illustration of the transition that a caterpillar has to go through.
Part of what's so interesting about the chrysalis stage is that when a caterpillar is becoming a butterfly, it stops being fully a caterpillar before it is a butterfly. And so even though you know that what's going to emerge from the cocoon, you know, maybe something wonderful, you know, like that actual transition stage is very odd because it's not what it was and it's not what it will be. And I think when we think about ourselves that way, like this idea that we stop being what we were, but we don't really know what it will look like to emerge on the other side. And I think in some ways, I just want to, like we were talking about, like, I just want to skip ahead, you know, and like unfurl those beautiful wings or whatever, you know, and it's like, but that's not the process.
Do you think the caterpillar knows? I mean, who knows what's going on inside the brain of a caterpillar, but it knows it's time to wrap itself into a cocoon, but I wonder if it's doing it with the idea of emerging on the other side.
Or if it's just doing the next thing.
Or if it's just doing the next thing. Yeah.
I just think, you know, it goes from being out in the sunshine and into this dark place, very still.
Feeling all sorts of weird things happening to its body as it sits in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, as you guys are talking about this, I'm like, oh my gosh, this is it. Which, you know, Stephen and I have talked about it before, but it's just like the place we are in this space is like, you feel like you don't recognize yourself, but you have some semblance of being who you are, but there's still everything around you is changing, except the outside world functions exactly the same. Mm-hmm. It's just what we are engaging with completely is changing. Even inside our house is not the same, but there's a shell of something that looks similar. Mm-hmm. But we can't engage in the environment in the way that we used to. Like, we have to change our normal patterns. We have to, literally changing the way we eat, because sometimes, like, our normal patterns of eating are all of a sudden thrown off. Whatever was normal is not, and we're not to the end yet.
And it's weird because we've known for a year and a half that this transition might be coming, and yet it still feels like it snuck up on us. 2 weeks ago, I think it was, we walked around to a bunch of the different rooms with the kids and recorded them saying some memory they had in that room. And we just took some time to do that because we're like, well, things will probably start changing before too long. And then suddenly it's like, oh, it's good we did that, because the rooms are almost unrecognizable now. You know, there's major pieces of furniture gone. There's, you know, some of the rooms are starting to get painted. Like, it just...
We don't have dressers anymore.
Yeah, it's like that was the opportunity. And our dog was still here then. She's gone now with another family. Like, there's just suddenly everything is different. Yeah.
But it felt like, even in relating to the caterpillar, like there's a sense of intuition, I think, with it. Like, you feel like something's coming, even though you can't nail down the specific date or the specific time. But there's like this sense of feeling that is very much a part of how we live life now. We're like, even the fact, for example, our dog, we felt that even though we would be home, we're not leaving our home, but we felt the significant change coming. And knowing that it would be beyond stressful for everyone to have to engage with this creature that we love in a meaningful way. And
it'd be so stressful for her too.
And it's like, yeah, that feeling was completely accurate. That sense of change. And I think if we would have not paid attention to that, I just can't imagine. Like, I get that sense of opportunity lost, even to take the time to share some memories about the dog or engage in a good goodbye with the dog. Like, if we would have just had to rush her off. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because it was a thing that had to be done in that moment.
Thanks for joining us today as we spoke with Stephen and Jenny Jones about the process of transition, beginning with the endings, and introduced that concept Please join us again next week as we talk with them some more about what this looks like in their own life. You are listening to Tracks Cultures, where we talk about what it means to transition across cultures. Our show covers major themes that are important for cross-cultural travelers, for expats, and for their friends at home and abroad. In the work we do, we invest a lot of energy in finding the intersection of faith, art, and culture. This podcast especially looks at the culture and faith intersections viewed through the lens of transition from one culture to another.
This podcast was produced by Envision Berlin in our studios located in Berlin, Germany. If you'd like to send us a note, feel free to send your email to podcast@envisionberlin.com. Thanks for listening.